These are just some thoughts on disaster. Well, it was last week, last Monday, that I had an audition for this great job I thought it was going to be. It's kind of a musical, it's a bit of circus, it's a bit of acting. And as part of me trying to get myself out there and, you know, have a go at things that I've never tried before, I decided to write to the director and see if I could get an audition, and they very much obliged. And I got the email saying that it's a movement call. And I thought, well, movement, you know, I'll just put my leggings on. It won't be that much. It won't be that strenuous. The only problem was it came to Monday, and I'd had quite a big night the night before, and was, well, to all intents and purposes, still drunk when I went to the audition at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I walked in and realised very quickly, and to my horror, that it was actually a dance audition, like proper contemporary dancers. They're all stretching in the splits and just having a chat like you do with your legs akimbo. And I felt very fragile and very vulnerable all of a sudden, and very much like I wanted to leave. But I thought, no, do you know, I'll give it a go, keep going. And instantly the dance instructor kind of got up and showed us a quick move. And he said a quick move. It was actually an entire dance routine that was contemporary. And I don't know if anyone is familiar with Friends, but there is an episode where Joey pretends to be a contemporary dancer and lies about having bags of experience. And they say to him, why don't you show the whole class? And he does jazz hands and runs out. Well, that's exactly how I felt. So we got into the routine. I kind of took my place right at the back of the line and back of the room, and tried to follow this guy who was a professional, wonderful dancer, beautiful mover. And it was, you know, proper 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 2, 3, roll down, you know, all these beautiful moves on the floor. And then the one thing that I knew that I wouldn't be able to do was in the middle of the routine, and you had to hold it for two counts, was a handstand. And I think I forgot to mention that I've actually only got one arm. So a handstand was beyond me, especially as I was hungover. And I'm not a contemporary dancer. I mean, I like to dance, but I wouldn't say I was a contemporary trained dancer. Then we had to remember the whole routine, of which I didn't, obviously, and then perform it in front of the whole room, just three of us at a time. And so it got to the bit where I had to perform. And it got to the bit in the routine where I just thought, keep going, just have a go. And got to the bit in the routine where we had to do the handstand, and I remained on all fours and was quite conspicuous, and just thought, well, this is what I can offer. So that continued, and then the audition continued, and it was a disaster. I was hungover. And then there was another point where we had to do a cartwheel. And although I managed to do a one-handed one, I think it was a bit token, given that I couldn't do the handstand. So, I mean, I got out and I laughed. I was almost laughing halfway through the audition. But it was a disaster, an absolute disaster.